Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday is on the air on the program we call What's On Your Mind, live from Tioga, North Dakota today in the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. If you're in this neck of the woods, we'd love it if you'd stop by. We're at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga today. There's two, so that's why I make sure to let you know where the Tioga location. They have the Bakken Central location right on Highway 2 in Stanley. That was the very location where I had that lightning bolt moment to say, holy buckets! Is something happening here that we have no idea? I remember like it was yesterday, and it's probably, 6 years ago now? Standing in that location of what used to be, kind of your typical small-town Senex station. Stop in, fill up for gas. Maybe get a bag of chips, hot dog, soda, pizza if you were really lucky, right? And, just sort of your, household of farm products. That it was quickly becoming like a Walmart or a Super Target in the middle of one of the busiest places on the planet. And that's what has happened in these stores, which were part of the Farmers Union Oil Company of many years, Stanley and Tioga, that has just been, it's really transformed into what is now Pinnacle, the Serving Excellence brand. A lot of that tradition is still there with Farmers Union Oil Company, but... Also a recognition that they're doing a lot of work, not just in ag and in the energy world, but just in these C-stores. This isn't a C-store. It's like a C-store on steroids is what they are. The travel plazas are pretty amazing. Give you an example of what I'm looking at here. To my right would be the business center. UPS, FedEx, post office. MoneyGrams, all that stuff, printing big things. If you have blueprints, things you need to print, big pictures, all of that in the business center, right? There is a humongous clothing section. All the FR and everything else you can imagine there, but large, a lot of clothing, a lot of selection. There's a conference center and a conference room where a lot of folks have safety meetings. There is sit-down area that would be the size of most restaurants out here in the Bakken. And then there is, a food selection that's unbelievable. And the food here is really incredible. They have different specials every day and homemade foods, big meals. I always get those awesome burritos here that are really, really good. They have a hardware section. That isn't just, a hammer and a couple of screwdriver sets, but it's tons of stuff. So they also have, at this location, beer, wine, and spirits as well. It's just, it's huge. Stop by and see it if you haven't been here before. We're here broadcasting live because it's... a sidewalk sale that's going on. They have some great bargains. There's customer appreciation days that go now through the through Sunday, actually. And they have lunch specials. They have the new Pinnacle Perks customer loyalty program. And they have a special deal. If you stop in here over the lunch hour, it's 11 to 1 today, they have the North Dakota Lottery is here with all kinds of scratch and win games that you can do. And also, you can spin a wheel and win a prize. So that's kind of fun, too. So play that while you're here. We are live and on location today at the Pinnacle Travel Center in Tioga, North Dakota, which, by the way, is on Highway 40, just north of Highway 2. It is Freebie Friday today, and that means I have in my hot little hands here a pair of tickets for the first-time caller of the hour to the Medora Musical, 50th anniversary of the Medora Musical, Medora.com, to check out all the great fun and book your stay. Check that out, or 1-800-MEDORA-1, and I have... a free pair of tickets for the Medora Musical, this hour and next. First-time caller. We love first-time callers on the program. So if you're one of those fraidy cats that's listened forever but just hasn't made the plunge, maybe the Medora tickets will do the ticket for you today. That'll be just a ticket. You pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd. No prizes for first-time texters, though. We want you actually to call and chat with us on the air today. Just to tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email. We always welcome that. Email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us. Busy day in Congress today. That trade vote, very controversial trade vote happening today. Interesting thing that's happening there. You got folks like Ted Cruz and you know, Scott Walker. Nobody questions their conservative credentials. Paul Ryan, same thing there. In favor of this trade promotion authority. And then you got folks like Rand Paul and Jeff Sessions over in the Senate against it. So it's quite the interesting bedfellows on this one that's happening right now. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that and a few other things in the news next hour with our weekly talk radio town hall. Moved from Wednesday to Friday this week because of the busy congressional calendar, but any questions or comments you have for him, you'll be here for the full hour next hour, so stay tuned for that as well today on the program. In this first hour, it's a Friday free-for-all. You just tell us what's on your mind. I want to know. I have a couple things, but I'm hesitating because if I start, then we end up talking about that. And I want to talk about what you want to talk about today. And first-time callers, you get our love, praise, and adoration today. In addition to the first caller, a pair of tickets for the Medora musical. Anything else we can give them, Todd? Big old bear hug? Applause? What else we want to do? Todd, the radio guy, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow, Todd. Todd? Oh, he told me he was running down the hall, and I forgot. What am I thinking? Todd's okay. He just had an issue he had to attend to. So, Todd, the radio guy, will take a bow when we come back. Manny, what's I see the lines are full, but these people are wanting to chat with you off the air and not with us on the air. What's going on there? When you call Manny, when you call us on the air, Manny is there to say, what's your name, where are you calling from, and what would you like to talk about? And beyond that, he's got to get to the next call. So he really doesn't have time to, you know, sort of have a conversation. Some people like to call and say, hey, would you tell Scott, and then they go on about a, you know, three-minute rant. And poor Manny, he can't do it. Doesn't work. So Doreen and Mandan. Oh, no, Darren, I'm sorry. I need new eyes. Darren and Mandan, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
It's Friday. We ought to lighten up on the politics a little bit and just enjoy the weather, get done with the work day, and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, so you don't want to think about anything that might be bring you down at all. You just want to think about the weather. And
politics is too frustrating, and not a lot gets done the way a person wants.
Yeah.
So
what are you going to do this weekend, Darren?
I don't know. I was hoping to see the Medora musical.
Are you a first-time caller today on the program?
Yeah, I am.
Well, God bless you. We have a pair of tickets for you, Darren. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now I can enjoy the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that Medora musical, I understand, is fantastic. It's 50th anniversary. Started a week ago tonight, so I haven't seen it yet. But if you have seen it, call and give us a review. We'd love to hear it. And once you see it, Darren, you let us know, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
You bet. Hang on a second. Manny's going to get your address, and we can mail you those tickets. Thanks for listening, and glad you made the plunge. See how painless that was, folks? If you're a first-time caller, you can do the same. Paul in Minot, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, guys. I don't know if I could talk without Todd around.
Well, I don't know if is he back yet?
You would think the radio guy could do more than one thing at a time.
Well, he does about 20 things at a time, but I don't know that he can walk down the hall and talk at the same time.
Well, I've seen him do that, and it's clumsy. It's definitely clumsy.
A little far from the microphone, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just curious if we would have any callers that would call in and explain to me why it's okay to run red lights all the time. You know, I just about got my butt run over here in Minot because the semi just went flying through a red light on 883 here, and I'm going, really?
Okay, now I'm curious what you mean by running a red light. Running a red light to me means, you know what? It's yellow, but I think I can make it, and maybe I cut it a little too close. Or do you mean just blatant disregard for a red light that's been a red light for a long time?
Blatant disregard for red light. I'm sitting at the intersection. My light is green, saying I could go, and if I would have pulled out, you and I would not be having this conversation.
Wow. And do you think that somebody does that just to blow it off, or are they distracted and didn't realize it was a red light?
Well, I think a lot of it is just being distracted with all the stuff going on. You know, for a trucker, there was no way he'd be able to stop because he was cruising. I mean, he was coming into town, but he was in town. But there's just so many of them that I see. It's Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, there's no particular, when the light turns yellow, that means you slow down and start to stop. You don't speed up and try to make it. And I'm just curious why. It's a pet peeve of mine. Sorry about that. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
And it isn't an isolated deal, it sounds like, Paul. You're saying it's a big problem.
I think it's a big problem. And, of course, we see accidents up here. I'm in mine. I like accidents all the time because of that reason, is that somebody is trying to get that last second in.
Yeah, all right. Let's see if others agree with Paul. Is running red lights a problem we need to fix? Then Tom and Mandan on What's on Your Mind.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Of What's on Your Mind, live from the Pinnacle Travel Center, Tioga, North Dakota today. Come on by, say hello, and give us a call on the show. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First-time callers, go to the front of the line today. We're celebrating those First-Timer Fridays. That's right. First time you're taking the plunge and calling us on the program, just like Tom and Mandan is doing, and we're going to chat with him in a moment. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. And if you go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the website, click on the events page, you're going to see details on two fabulous events that are coming up in July. I've been spending some time reminding folks I'd really love to have you be part of this. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. And it's a, it's just a fantastic event. It really is. And by the way, next Friday, a week from today, the third annual Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson. A lot of fun. We're going to be live there. Look forward to that. But the Cook Fest on the 14th in Alexander and the 16th in South Hart are great fun. They do a Bakken Basics education session at 2:30, and then at 4, it's barbecue free. It's live entertainment, and it's free stuff like you can't believe. It'll be in the Alexander Park, downtown Alexander, for the first one on the 14th, South Hart on the 16th. Make plans to be there. Who's who of the industry? A lot of folks come in for it, and just a good chance to meet folks and find out what's happening in this industry. It's really neat. So, NorthDakotaOilCan.com for all the details. Tom in Mandan, what's on your mind today, Tom?
Well, I've been sitting here waiting for you to get my address so I can get my free tickets to the Madonna musical. In addition to being a first-time caller, I'm a first-time person to go to the Medora musical.
Is that right? Well, good. Now, how long have you lived in North Dakota, Tom?
Oh, all my life. I was born and raised in Mandan and enjoy every bit of it. I
okay,
hate to
now
see what's happening to Western North Dakota, but don't get me started whining and complaining.
You said you hate to see what's happening to Western North Dakota?
Yes, I do. It's changing, and it's not all good change.
Well, you know, any change is never easy, right? I mean,
that is true.
Yeah, and I think we as North Dakotans just don't like change. I don't want to argue with you, Tom. I would argue if we laid everything out and said there's the list of pluses and there's the list of minuses, that there'd be way more pluses than there would be minuses.
I agree with also.
Yeah.
And the worst thing you can do, like I was going to say, is get me whining and complaining because I don't know when to shut it off.
All right. Now, here's a bigger question I have for you, though, Tom. You're a lifelong North Dakotan. You grow up in Mandan, and just about an hour and 45 minutes to the west on a beautiful drive there on I-94 is this treasure known as Medora, and you've not been there before.
I've been to Medora once, but I've never been to the play.
Never been to the musical. Okay. All right.
The musical, right. And, and I've driven through there on my way to Montana, but I've never really stopped and took a look, around, you know. And, I heard you on the radio, and so I pulled over and I gave you a call.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. And I tell you what, you're going to love the musical. Now, I don't remember. It's just phenomenal. It really is. And I think, it should be actually a requirement of citizenship in North Dakota to go to the musical, because if there's neat history there about North Dakota. There's great patriotism. I mean, they got a little spiritual aspect to it. It's fabulous.
And I'm a patriot. That's one thing I am. I'm a patriot, and I'm a North Dakotan and proud of it.
I could tell from your voice, Tom, for sure. Now, we actually already gave away a pair of tickets. We were going to do one per hour, but I can't not give you a pair of tickets since you haven't been there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so your first trip to the Medora musical is going to be on me. So hang on, Tom, and we'll get your address.
And you have a nice day.
You too, Tom. Take care. Thanks for calling today. Hang on, Manny. He'll take care of you there. Let's go to Stanley, North Dakota, not far from where we're broadcasting today. On What's on Your Mind? And Todd's on the line. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much, Scott. I just want to call and thank you. Every time you have Representative Kramer on, it's so interesting to listen to him. I know he gets busted by all these other radio pundits, but you know, he is so down to earth and he explains things so well, and he's not out banging on his own ego trip. He's just, he's not tooting his own horn. I just love the way he explains stuff to the listeners and to the callers. And I truly believe he's one of the few congressmen interested in the people. And I just thank you for having him on. I hope he pulls up the senator one day. So
I'd love to see that too. Actually, I think he'd I think he'd do great there. What's fun about Congressman Kramer is I've known him for a long time. I mean, going back to when he was state tourism director in the Schaefer administration and did economic development back there and watched his career. And it's so fun to see him there in Congress, mostly because there's 435 members of Congress, right? But they really are learning something from our North Dakota representative. The favorite one, but I was this talk radio town hall. I mean, I can't even believe he won an award for the most town halls, partly as a result of coming on with us every week religiously for an hour, but also all these Coffee with Kramer events that he does in every corner of North Dakota, which, if you remember, was a campaign promise. He said he would go to every county and do it. And they keep track of that, and he won an award, and the closest one was way, way behind him, and it was actually a senator from Kansas. And what is bizarre about that, number one, to Kevin, he loves it, right? That's not work. And number two, nobody else does it. I mean, it's so rare in Congress to have kind of access to people. So pretty fun to watch.
I just enjoy listening because he's so, he seems so intelligent and well-versed and explains stuff. And, I just really think he has a know-how and he doesn't get enough credit. I think that he is one of the best congressmen in my lifetime. You know, that I've ever seen down there. I truly think he's out there for us people, unlike a majority of the other congressmen. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Todd. Thanks a lot. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How do you think our members of Congress are doing? Give them a rate. You agree with Todd? Todd likes the way that Congressman Kramer explains things and his accessibility to people. What do you like? What don't you like? How about Senator Hoeven or Senator Heitkamp? You know, they serve us. So curious what you think of how they're doing. Russ, traveling on the road and listening to us on What's on Your Mind, has a comment. Go ahead, Russ, you're up next.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What was on my mind is a comment that I think I heard you make on a talk show, another talk show a day or two ago, and I just caught it in passing, but I thought I recognized your voice, and it had to do with the immigration issue. The idea that those folks that come into our country as legal as possible, if they break the law, we package them up and send them back from whence they came.
Yeah, I said that on this show, actually, yesterday. Folks in other parts of North Dakota might not be following this, but there's been an issue the last few days. The Fargo Police Department has been wrestling with them. It was first reported as rival immigrant groups. Now the latest is it's two Liberians that have been causing quite a ruckus, a home invasion, and took a baseball bat to somebody, and another parking lot fracas in the middle of the night of some kind, and I pose the question. I mean, should legal immigrants that come here that break the law be deported? I mean, is that a reason to say, you know what, follow our rules? We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Hang tight if you would. Russ, more coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name.
Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Oil production in North Dakota in April down just a tish to 1,168,636 barrels per day, down from about 1,1190 in March. So not to be expected. I think the increase in March was unexpected, and so the April numbers are down just a little bit from March. Probably what folks expected. Statewide gas captured 82%. Lynn Helms has new numbers out in the director's cut. So those are out just moments ago. This is What's on Your Mind. We are live in Tioga today at the Tioga Travel Plaza. It's Customer Appreciation Day, so stop on by and say hello to the good folks here. And play the lottery while you're here today. They have the folks from North Dakota Lottery here and lots of scratch and win options. You can spin a wheel and win a prize, too. They're also having a sidewalk sale, so a lot of great bargains and prize drawings, lunch specials, and signing folks up for that great new Pinnacle Perks customer loyalty program. I signed up last night. I'm here a lot and love it, and easy to do. I want to tell you about my friends at MyPillow. Are you going to take the pillow with to Richardson? You're overnighting in Richardson, aren't you, tonight? Todd's taking the K-Fire Cafe to
actually going to Richardson for Carrie's birthday today. Then we get to head all the way to the cities. And yes, I am taking my pillow.
Beautiful.
Darn right I am.
Your pillow's really the most important thing to your sleep. And, of course, sleep's the most important thing to your health. So these are really important things we're talking about here. Plus, I'm going to save you some money. There's another important thing. The two-for-one deal on the original Classic Pillow is a special you get when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Do you remember the woman who called and had a problem with, she had really long hair and she bought a pillow and she said it was, the pillow was hot and she was, she had an issue. She said, something about she didn't get the two-for-one deal or something. Anyway, we took care of her. She had ordered the wrong pillow, but she got the right one now. But the problem with the issue with her hair and the heat from the pillow was the pillowcase. And they actually sell pillowcases, too. So, anyway, we got her all taken care of. Just got the report on that yesterday.
Not sure I've ever heard of that before, but okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, they have those, too. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Okay, back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. Russ had asked me before the break if I had made a comment that if people were here as immigrants, and they were here legally, I mean, illegal immigrants, a whole different show, but legal immigrants, if they get here and they get crosswise the law, they should be deported. I did say that, Russ. You agree or disagree with that?
I absolutely do. I think that is the best idea I have heard in a long, long time. And in my opinion, it ought to become national policy. If these people can't learn our culture, learn our language, and abide by our rules and regulations, they should go bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that's pretty basic, right? I mean, it should just be part of the statute. You're here legally. And by the way, I happen to think legal immigration is a good idea. And there's a really complicated fight going on within the Obama administration now. It has to do with a dispute on the number of, I think they call them H-1-3 visas. And like folks that come from the Philippines to do hospitality work or work in different areas, for instance, use these visas a lot. There's a number of them. But the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security are some kind of a battle. This is an Obama administration battle, and so they've shut that program down and basically said we don't have enough time to process them, and it's become very bureaucratic, so it's causing a bit of an issue. That is an example, in my mind, of legal immigration that it makes sense. Microsoft can tell you stories about people that have come here. In other words, I don't understand it, but say somebody at Microsoft that does this kind of crazy super-duper code, right, this real brainiac on computers. They advertise a position for that, and they can't fill it in the United States. In other words, there aren't enough people that do that to actually do it. So if they are able to open up globally, they can bring somebody here. Now, when they bring that person here, that person comes here and creates some newfangled product. That then creates a bunch of jobs for Americans. So there are ways where legal immigration makes sense, lawful, targeted. You know where they're coming from. You know where they're at. You know all of that, which I think makes a lot of sense. But if you come here under that premise to fulfill a need and then you break the law, boom, you're gone. One-way ticket out of here, in my mind. No question about it.
I agree, and I just wanted to thank you for sharing that idea with the listeners, and I hope that idea spreads and becomes reality.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, okay. 701-226-8503. I started thinking I was doing the MyPillow number. But, we say a lot of numbers on this program.
MyPillow, that's the number you'll have to call, but you're going to have to fight me for it because I'm not going to give that up easily.
First time callers go to the front of the line on the program as well. So, I mentioned with this previous caller that there's been an incident in Fargo this week involving two members of that actually, as I understand correctly, came to North Dakota from Liberia, first to Western North Dakota. And I'm not sure for what, but they've since left Western North Dakota and settled in Fargo. And these two individuals were sparring over a girlfriend dispute or something, and it just got crazy. All right, and they've now since been arrested, but it even led to a home invasion and all kinds of things. Well, other members of the Liberian community have spoken out as a result of this, talked to Valley News Live. The police department sat down with the members of the community and said, let's talk about this. Valley News Live caught up to these folks after the meeting, and they said they've been misrepresented by a few members of their same culture breaking the law. And here's what they said. This should not happen to us. As a minority group, people should not address us when an individual does things. They should address the person. And our name should be left out of it because we're good people. I don't disagree with anything there. There was a debate rather in the media about this, about whether or not, they should be labeled, Liberian or new Americans or immigrants or, believe it or not, Foreign Communications wouldn't refer to them as immigrants, wanted them to be referred to as new Americans and wouldn't say, were they from Somalia? Were they from Liberia? Which is getting crazy. In my mind, say what they are. However, so I understand that, what this fellow is. He happens to be president of the Liberian community in North Dakota. Maybe we should invite him on the program to talk a little bit about this. Because he's saying, address the person that does the wrongdoing. Our name should be left out of it. Okay, when he says our name, I guess he's saying don't call them Liberian immigrants then, right? I don't know. Does he have a point here? Is it unfair to say two members of the Liberian community? I mean, here's my deal. If I hear two members of the Somalian community or, you know, Bosnian community or Liberian community are involved with law enforcement one, two, three, four, five times, I start saying, what's the problem here? What's the deal? And that's when I start saying, you know, look, if you can't come here and follow the laws of this country, then we're going to send you back where you came from. On the other hand, I hear what he's saying, essentially that most of us are here following the law. Let's see here. There's more to his quote. To tell the people of Fargo that we as a Liberian, we are good people. We're working people. We're taxpaying. We live in homes. We live with our family. We respect the law of the land. He says when he walks into a store, people look at him like he's a criminal. People see us and they say, oh, another new American, another new immigrant, another refugee. On social media, people say things you don't want to read. And that's not us. What we are dealing with this week was a couple of members of our community that were committing crimes. They were criminal acts. And we were pursuing those criminal acts, and I think that's where the focus needs to stay. And that was Chief Todd, actually, that said that. I think, actually, there's something here that is worthy of us spending some time on. They shouldn't be judging us on the color of our skin. They should be judging us on who we are and what we do. I don't disagree with that. And I don't know that people are. On the other hand, it is factually true that two members of the Liberian community committed criminal acts. And there are always going to be people that are going to say, well, you know, that's the Liberians are doing that and are a problem. So, you know, I agree with this individual, and I'm curious if you do as well. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. To weigh in on these or any of these other issues. Are they being unfair? Should we avoid that? Should we just give the names of these two people and not say they're part of any community? I don't think so. I honestly don't, because they are from that community. And again, no crime from that community, we don't hear about it. Now, two individuals from that community does not mean all of them are bad. So there's parts of both of this I agree with, but I think I'm splitting the baby here a little bit. But welcome your take on it. 800-228-0550, let's check in with Stephen in Fargo. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the... The guy who's, what is he, the president of the Liberian community?
He is, yeah.
But I agree with him in a way, but if you don't want to be in a group, why are you a president of a group?
Very good point.
He wants to be another American citizen, which I want, you know, this putting everybody in groups kind of bugs me. But if he doesn't want to be put in a group and labeled as a group, then why is he president of the group with the same label?
That's a very good point.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, president of the Liberian community in North Dakota. Why do you have a Liberian community group? Yeah, why do you need a president? Yeah, I mean.
And we have lots of new Americans from lots of different nationalities all over the country. So, yeah,
I don't like news media getting politically correct. This idea that, they're an immigrant, and they're an immigrant from Liberia. That factually belongs in the story. Now, if somebody chooses to say all Liberians are bad because two bad actors did this, well, you know, that's their bad. You know, that doesn't mean you now report this differently or say it differently, but, you know, it's factually what it is. I mean, he's president of the Liberian community, and these are two people from the Liberian community, so... Yeah, I think very good point on your part, Steve. Very good point. Phil and Bismarck, Larry and Mandan, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out all the events right there, including South Heart and the Cook Fest on the 16th of July. 14th Alexander, 16th South Heart. The barbecue is the best. There's free fun. There's live entertainment. Quintana is going to be in the South Heart. She's great. She was in Dunn Center last year. Absolutely loved it. I want to tell you about my friends at the Polar Service Center up in Killdeer, North Dakota. If you need a tank part, they have it. Probably noticed there's a lot of Polar tank trailers on the road. They're everywhere. My friends at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader in service with over 30 Polar Service Center locations. Kildare, Billings, soon Williston in this part of the world. From inspections, directs, lining repairs, full lining replacement, everything in between, they're much more than a trailer shop. They do truck hydraulics, they do wet kits, pumps, blowers, they fix all makes and models. Tank wash facility, $100 off your first tank wash if you say, Scott, send me up here. Either the Billings or the Kildare location, by the way. And also right now, great deal on Challenger pumps. Anybody that hauls water knows Challenger pumps. The best deal ever, but they don't think it'll last through June because they bought a special purchase and they're going to be gone soon. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center, Kildare. Back to the phones here. Full bank of calls waiting to weigh in. And let's see here who has been waiting the longest. I guess Phil and Bismarck. Go ahead, Phil. You're up.
Hi, how you doing? Okay, first, you know, community, you know, I understand they're being upset, but, you know, it's part of America. Maybe there's a little incentive they could police themselves a little bit better. My bigger point is today's tribute, we're talking again about this guy Cobb going up to Antler.
Oh.
Please explain to me the difference between the State Department and various social service organizations bringing so many third world people in to Minnesota that now they have their own congressional districts. Please explain to me the difference between that and what's going on in Dearborn and different other communities across the country. Please explain to me the difference between the bringing people into Spartanburg and South Carolina and not even telling the mayor how many they're bringing and where they're coming from.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I don't like Cobb and I don't like his views, but you know, what's the difference? Because this guy is unpopular. He's front page news. He's an idiot with six friends.
Yeah. I hear you. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Going to keep rolling here. A lot of folks waiting to weigh in, so I'll keep my comments to a minimum, but I hear you. Just hop up with that soapbox. Let us know what you're thinking here. Larry and Mandan, you're next. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning. You know, you're talking about deporting the people that are here legally. We still have a real problem with the people here illegally, and them committing crimes, and we can't even get them deported, you know. We become basically the society of lawlessness. Nobody seems to want to take care of the people committing the crimes. You know, I just got to talk to you many times about my situation with the Social Security. We reward this man for lying and committing a crime. So we're doing it with everybody else. And another thing is we're talking about a group of people. We hear it every day on the radio that or the news about the white cops and the violence on blacks. We've gotten so divisive that our society is hurt. It really is.
Larry, thanks for the call. Dale and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Dale, are you there?
Oh, sorry. I had a little static there. Hey, I'm looking at the law right in front of my face there about deporting naturalized citizens. And what tripped my trigger was I was up in Alaska when a naturalized citizen came at another guy with a knife. And after he did his sentence, yeah, they deported him, bang, just like that. Bottom line is, there is an act called the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, that was passed in 88, where if you are convicted of anything that the Congress deems a aggravated felony, you will be deported, period, end of story. And to read it, today, one sentence, today the definition of aggravated felony covers on more than 30 types of offenses, including simple battery, theft, filing of a false tax return, and failing to appear in court, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, they will deport you, and it for most felonies and for some misdemeanors.
Yeah, do they? Is my next question. Dale, appreciate the call. Thanks. Some calls that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll those. Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Hi, this is Friday. I think yesterday, Thursday, Mike with the unions called in. And I just had a slight comment about it. I mean, he was referring to, you know, CEOs and so on and so forth. And I somewhat agree with the discrepancies. But here he is in favor of unions, and you got union bosses making what they make compared to the laborers on the line. It sounds quite contradictory, or maybe I would prefer to call it Democratic or liberal because they want it both ways.
Interesting take. Here's another.
I think to the point of the media or the Associated Press, whatever the case may be, not referring to immigrants as immigrants of the country of origin, I think they should be required to until they stop referring to every white police officer who does something even marginally wrong as white. If you're going to identify one, identify all. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be nice? A little consistency without the bias from the media. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall on a busy day in Congress when we return, and much more from Tioga and the Pinnacle Travel Plaza today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a new building now? LegacySteelBuilding.com, a leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. They build them all around the world. Look around. You'll see a Legacy Steel building near you. Ag buildings, airplane hangars, horse barns and arenas, industrial steel buildings, storage buildings, garage, workshop, warehouses, trucking facilities, and so much more. The new Coca-Cola plant at Williston, a Legacy Steel building. The Black Gold Truck and Repair Center, Highway 2 near the Montana border, a Legacy Steel building. The new Lowenbrow Pipeline Company up at Epping, a Legacy Steel building. The Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, a Legacy Steel building. You get the idea. Go online now, LegacySteelBuilding.com. The closer you look, the better they look. LegacySteelBuilding.com or call 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. If you need a building now, you need Legacy Steel Buildings.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.